Welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 194.
Hey.
My name is Chris Fricchio, and I'm here with Mr. Jeff Chorney.
What up, everyone?
And Travis... Oh. No. Travis
Sup,
is sick.
Sup, dog?
Sup, T-Dog? T-Dog is sick.
He is sick.
He said he
he ate some bad foods.
Yeah, bad Chinese, I think, he said.
Yes.
So he is not with us, and it was pretty short notice, so we couldn't get anybody to fill in, and none of us can do it later this weekend because, you know, Scott is visiting us in Atlanta this weekend, so, you know, I'm going to be wrapped up with that. And
VG Evo's famous troll of all time.
The greatest troll of all time, yeah. The Marquis, is visiting you. And you also have
It's a Fan Expo, the Toronto Fan Expo.
Yeah. What's that about? Tell me.
It's basically, they do it every year. It's it started off as like a Comic-Con type thing, and then now they just call it Fan Fest or Fan Expo because now there's like video games, comics, like TV shows, all that kind of stuff. So there's going to be, I went last year. That's when I got to play Reach before it was out and stuff like that, and
cool.
Gran Turismo 5 and stuff like that. So it's kind of looking forward to it. I mean, it's going to be a lot of people, and it's expensive. I can't remember, the tickets are expensive this year. I can't remember if they're the same price last year. It was like $30, and I really don't want to go.
Was it like $30 a day, or?
I think it's $30 for one day. I'm not sure, to tell you, be honest, I think it might be $30 a day, then I think you can get like a whole weekend pass for like $50, or it could just be $30. I'm not really sure. Either way, though, it's $30 for essentially what you're doing is you're going there to spend more money.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, pretty much.
It's like the PSN Plus of like conventions.
That's the thing about those conventions. It's like you pay money, and it's like for here, like Anime Week in Atlanta, which is something that we used to go to like every year.
Yeah.
You pay to get in, and the only thing that paying gets you is entrance to the dealer room. And the dealer room, you go in there to spend more money.
Exactly.
So it's like, why am I spending more money? I mean, I don't understand. I'm about to give you money by buying shit.
They got to make their millions of dollars, man.
Yeah. But, so today what we're going to do is, because we don't have Travis and because we were doing contest entries this week, we're just going to postpone that till next week.
And we need at least three people for contest entries.
Yeah, it really wouldn't work with two people. So
I am disappointed, though, because I was really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we got quite a few entries. I think we're up to like 8 or 9 now or something like that.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So we're going to postpone that till next week. We're going to let you guys, get another week of, getting your entries in. Jeff and I are going to do kind of a short show. We're going to just skip the feature altogether. We'll start out with distractions and news. And when we come back after the break, we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week.
Well, in his questions and stuff.
It's not a new question of the week, but you get that.
But
idea.
We'll repeat the question of the week.
Cool. Well, besides what's going on this weekend, anything else going on, dude?
No, that's it, man. Just looking forward to the weekend. Can't wait. Should be fun times.
Cool. I got my car back.
Sorry, I'm just getting over a cold, so my...
And I have one, so this is fantastic podcasting right here.
It is great.
I've got my car back.
It cost me,
instead of the $1,100 they wanted, it cost me about $7.
Did they have, like, all, like, you know, like, sourpuss faces when you went in there? I mean, like, because you called their shit, and were like, you know what, I'll buy the part. Give it to you. You guys fucking install it.
No, I mean, it kind of seemed that way at first, but, you know, I picked up the car and they were like, whatever. It's still like $400 worth of labor.
Oh,
which,
yeah. It's,
which is like ridiculous because I saw where the part was.
It's like a spark plug. They just throw it in there.
No, seriously, dude. You take the back seat off of the car and the fuel pump is like right there.
Okay.
It's like right in the middle of the back seat. So it's really not that hard to get to. So he's like one of the things that they were telling me is like, well, you know, if the part goes bad, we don't warranty it and you'll have to pay labor to get it out. And it's like, dude, I saw what it take to get to it. I'll fucking do it myself. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, just kind of bullshit like
it's
that.
It's called labor. It's like, how many hours did it take though? Well, you know, it's just hard. Yeah. How long did it take? Oh, about like an hour and a half.
And that's the thing.
$400 like, for an hour and a half.
Yeah. And that's the thing. They have like a set like time that each of these things takes. You know, it's like they say, all right, well, replacing this part is a 4-hour job. Even if it takes them 2 hours, they still charge you that 4 hours.
Yeah.
So it's
kind of
lame.
And it's still way overpriced.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a trade, right? It's what they do, and it's like what they, I mean, people pay it.
Yeah.
That's why. It's like DLC.
it's like map packs for Call of Duty.
Shit's expensive. The reason it's expensive is because everyone's buying it.
We are the problem. Cool. Well, let's talk about. Some, no. Before we move to games, let's talk about IndusFest.
We
gotta talk some IndusFest.
We do.
All right. So we did a lot of shit this week, man. We did a lot of shit this week.
We're getting close to the point where I'm like, okay, we got it all settled. Now it's looking forward to the flight and. Well, as much as I can look forward to a flight, but look forward to the travels to get there and just get there and get shit done.
Yeah, we still got a few logistical things to get out of the way. Like, we need to get with Battle and Brew and talk about DJs and stuff like that. See if we still want to do that. But we got the shop up. If you guys haven't checked that out, it is, indisshop.spreadshirt.com. And, I'll put that in the show notes as well. But we've got a lot of shit up there. You know, we talked about Bowerade a little bit last week, and that is officially launched. And, already in a week, less than a week, we are well over 50%. To our goal.
Yes.
So that is pretty amazing.
I hope we get it. I hope we do.
I do too.
People are being very generous because, I mean, even people that aren't even coming to IndusFest.
I'll buy a shirt, you know, I'll donate however much. And, you know, it's they understand that it's really important to us that we, I mean, we want to meet this guy. We want to meet Jack Bauer, you know, he's fucking awesome. So that's kind of the deal. But everything is going pretty well. The post has been updated. The hotel, roommate thread is booming. So you guys, if you are looking for hotel roommates, go over to Retroids and check that out. If you're not on Retroids, either join up or drop us an email and let us know you're coming, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, IndusFest is getting close and we're getting knocked out.
A quick sidebar also. If you aren't thinking about purchasing a shirt online, cause in the past years we have given away shirts. We've actually, the four of us usually we just throw out the money. We just get there. We buy shirts in bulk and then just give them to people come this year. I mean, Chris, you had Liam's a little, you know, he's in your life now. And
I had surgery and I had a car repair.
Yeah, car repair. And everyone's had problems. Like this is just not gonna be able to happen this year because it honestly is pretty expensive and we just can't do it. And it's something that we literally like waffled over up until today. I think we made the final decision.
Yeah, we made the decision today.
We can't do it because it's going to cost too much money and we really can't do it this year. It's something we really want to do every year, but we can't. And I know it kind of like we put up the store and we'd be like, okay, well, we want to sell them, but don't forget these shirts we're selling, all the proceeds right now go to Bowerade. And we never will like do stuff for like profit because that's not really what we do.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's the way that we had to get those out there because that's, we want to make a shirt every year. This happens to be the year. We just can't fit the bill.
Yeah, we can't afford to give them out. I mean, it's like last year we flipped the bill for like 60 something shirts and it was like, I think it ended up being like $600-$700 or something like that for all the shirts. I can't remember how much it was, but I mean, it's pretty pricey to do that. And we just couldn't flip it this year. I mean, we tried. You know, there were other priorities that we had to take care of first. So, if you guys want a Third Strike shirt, head over to the store and check it out. There's two different ones.
Very nice. They're actually my favorite out of all of them so far.
Me too. I think
maybe because a little bit of the Street Fighter bias here, but I mean, they're really, really nice. And Lisa did a really good job.
I think they're my favorite too. I mean, I don't have that Street Fighter bias that you have,
true.
And they're my favorite. So, but yeah, there's several different versions actually. So pick the one that's right for you. Like there's a high quality version that's an American Apparel shirt. That's like $27 or something like that. And then you can get a more basic, you know, a standard shirt that's like $20 or something like that. And, you know, as I said, these are right now, they're a little bit marked up. Because we're trying to get Bowerade going,
yes, but
we're not making any money off of it. So just keep that in mind.
No. Yep.
Cool.
It's going to be fun either way.
Did we mention on the podcast that Fluffy Nuts will be joining us for IndusFest?
Oh my God. I don't think we mentioned that. Surprised, but I don't know if we actually did mention it or not.
I don't think we mentioned it.
And Fluffy and Sangrita?
Fluffy and Sangrita are coming from...
Our buddies from Down Under.
Yeah. Fluffy's from Australia and Sangrita, I believe, is from New Zealand.
I'd give Repeat shit, but I mean, Repeat was there last year, so...
Yeah, I can't give Repeat shit. He's come to America three times, man.
Exactly. He's represented.
Yeah. No doubt. So, you know, that's going to be a party right there, dude. That's going to be a party. Cool. Well, let's talk about some games, man.
Yeah.
I know that you're playing something new this week. What do you got?
Two things new, actually. The first one, speaking of Third Strike, is Street Fighter 3 Third Strike Online Edition.
I'm hearing that some people are kind of disappointed.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Well, first of all, I'm pissed because last Thursday when we recorded, after we were done, I don't know if you remember me saying, oh, shit, I got to quickly go do something, and it was like 12 o'clock. Like,
right.
Unofficial carding. Well, what I was trying to do was that was the last day you can pre-order Third Strike on PSN and get the PSN Plus discount.
Oh, okay.
I was 4 minutes late.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, that's lame.
So, I mean, I still got the stuff. I still got the gills open from the beginning, and I got the free theme. But I had to pay $14.99, not $11.99 or $10.99, whatever it was. Which, to me, my first reaction was, this is bullshit because I'm, like, PSN Plus. It's a PSN Plus thing, and it's, like, just because, you know, I didn't...
Was it pre-order only to get the discount?
It was pre-order only, which I think I thought is kind of dumb. Like, you're already paying for PSN Plus. Why should you... You should just get the discount right out of the thing. If they're
I kind of agree with that.
So it's like, So anyway, I missed by a couple minutes. My fault. My bad. Whatever. Oh, also, my PSN Plus membership ran out on Sunday. On Friday, I downloaded the new Core. You can't even watch Core when your PSN Plus runs out.
Really?
Yeah, I installed it. I watched some of it on Saturday, and I'm like, I'm going to watch this one on Sunday. I didn't want to watch the Dead Island stuff. And content has expired. I'm like, what? So I went and checked my... I had no Plus next to my name, and then I went to Comic Zone. I'm like, so Comic Zone? And it says, content has expired. I'm like, oh, boom. I can understand the games, but, I mean, Core? I mean, really? They're going to block Core?
That's kind of weird, because you would think that Core is like a... It's just a big advertisement, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you would think that they would just give it to you anyway.
Exactly, but I think it's because it's programmed like a game, like it's under the game.
Yeah, that's true.
And the XMB is probably just that. I don't think they went out and did that on purpose. I don't think. I don't. Who knows? Anyway, but yeah, Third Strike, good game, and This is a game I had for like three different systems. I had it for Dreamcast. I have it for PS2. I think I might have had it for Xbox for a while too. And actually, the Xbox version was actually online, so actually I don't think I did have it because I don't remember playing it online. But I never really got into it because that was like, you know, the fighting games are kind of falling, and it sucked because now I can kind of see why this is looked at like the epitome of all fighting games, like huge, well, I wouldn't say huge, but big tournament following. A lot of people who really follow the series from 2 on really think that 3 is the best one, and I didn't really see that. Now I do see it. I kind of see it now, but going from 4 to 3 has its ups and its downs. Its ups are, you realize how much stuff 4 has in it that they pulled from 3. Like, so much stuff that it's just like...
Like what?
If you can, like, certain characters you play in 4, you can easily go back and play kind of similarly in 3. Like what? Forward and back dashing, for one. Throwing using the jab buttons, selection of supers, which I guess that wasn't... I think you can do that in Alpha before that, if I'm not mistaken. There's not a focus attack per se, but you can do parries.
Yeah.
So, which is a lot harder to do. You have to really time them. If someone's going to throw an attack, you hit forward if it's a high attack, hit down if it's a low attack, or if it's a jump, you just hit forward as well. It doesn't work the same way in the way that it doesn't absorb a hit. It's basically if you parry something, you can just counter it. So it's not like a focus where they hit you. You absorb the hit, so if you manage to counter or get out of there, your health will regenerate, but if they hit you, your health from the previous hit counts like as a hit.
Right.
It's not like that. It's basically
parry.
Like,
parry. There's no damage at all if you do it successfully.
There's no damage at all. There's no chip.
Dude, I saw a video online of someone that was literally like a pixel left of health, and someone was using Chun-Li against him.
Oh, dude.
And
Daigo picked Justin Wong.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, it was Daigo was Ken and Justin Wong was Chun-Li. This is like Evo, like 37. Like I remember it was like Evo moment 37.
And he does
explain
the super...
it for people who don't know. Yeah,
so yeah, he does Chun-Li super move to try and cheap him to death. And dude parries every single hit of Chun-Li super move, and
it's
then
like
he comes back and gets
something.
The last hit in and wins.
Yeah, he combos into his Ken super and ends up winning. And that was like, that's like the moment. That is like the moment of like Evo. Like everyone still talks about that. And Third Strike Online actually has a trials in it and parry trials. That is actually the last trial. It's that exact remake. When the very last parry trial is, it brings up the screen. It's the same background. You're controlling Ken in the white and you have Chun-Li and it's you have to do the actual Daigo thing. You have to block all of her super.
That's crazy.
It's insane. So like the game does have that. It has like, they put in trials, they put in parry training, stuff like that. So it does kind of try to teach you the ropes and how to play Third Strike.
That's cool.
I'd say if you're a noob going into Street Fighter 3, I think it's still a pretty steep learning curve for you because even though it's teaching you how to parry and it's teaching you some combos in the trials, it's not really teaching you the basics. So you still kind of have to learn that from scratch. Like, if you're a noob, it's not just like, okay, I know these combos, I know how to parry this, I know what there is to the game. It's not really like that. It's just, it's more or less for people, I think, that are familiar with other Street Fighter games that didn't really play Third Strike when it was released.
Yeah, I didn't really play Third Strike at all.
Yeah,
but just from like watching it, it seems like the timing is a lot different just because of the sheer number of animation frames that are in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, do your characters feel different, like, yeah, between three and four?
They do feel definitely different. The timing is way more strict. Like, you can't... Okay, I learned really quick that Street Fighter IV has very, 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 like, accessible motions and inputs. Like, you can...
True.
...kind of do a somewhat fireball motion...
To a fault, actually.
...throw a fireball. Yeah. Sometimes you'll do shit you don't want to.
Exactly.
Whereas this game, you really gotta dig out those motions. And canceling a move, so for people who aren't familiar, when you cancel, like, a normal into a special, it's like you're... Like, say you just hit, like, Fierce Punch, and you punch your opponent, and really quickly you put an input for, like, a fireball or, like, a super, it'll cancel the last part of that animation so you continue on with that attack and the opponent can't block it. That is very lenient in Street Fighter 4 and Super and AE. Whereas in Third Strike is you have to input that pretty much within a certain number of frames or else you're just going to miss it. Which is actually, I thought at first, I'm like, this is hard, but what I find it's teaching me is to be more patient with my button presses.
Yeah.
And to use negative edge more. And to, negative edge is where Street Fighter is going to... This is really technical, like, for people who don't like... You're like, oh, God, get on with fucking... Talk about DSX already. It's like if you hit punch, you hold the button down, then do your motion for a super, like, two quarter circles forward. Let go of that punch. That counts as input. Like, I did that with some stuff in Super Street Fighter and Street Fighter 4, but not a lot. And with the Third Strike, I find I'm doing that the majority of the time when I want to cancel any kind of super or special, for that matter, that's going to end a combo. Because it's just, if you don't do it that way, if you're not pinpoint accurate to where you have the ability to cancel, it's not going to happen. Hmm. Which, I mean, I like that because it really does kind of make you focus on technique and just, you know, it's kind of, I don't know. Technique in general. But another thing I need to get used to is the parry system is a total other mindfuck that is totally different than focus stacking in Street Fighter, because you can parry in the air, so that makes jump-ins so much more safe in Street Fighter 3. Because in Street Fighter 4, if you're playing as a character who has a really good anti-air and you try to jump, because you can't focus stack in the air...
Yeah, you're pretty much fucked.
Air. Yeah, if you jump in to somebody in Third Strike and you think they're going to anti-air, you tap forward a time, you're gonna parry that, land in front of them, have an opportunity to attack. But the problem is, this ends up in a lot of people empty jumping, and empty jumping is when you jump and don't hit a button, because you want your opponent to hit something first or something so you can counter that. So it's very, very weird. There's a lot of, like, kind of footsies and kind of standoffish moments, and there's, like, I find, like, this is just playing with, like, I played with Animated Fan and Biff Sticks for a bit, and just, like, playing with Animated was, like, once I caught on that, every time I jump forward, he would jump and just parry and then get in time. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to start empty jumping. And it's empty jumping. It's like, really? So it comes down to, like, who's going to throw the first attack and parry? Now, I'm not that great at parrying. So, I mean, I kind of useless at that right now. But it does add a totally, totally different element that I wasn't used to. I don't want to say new because it's not new. I mean, this is
right.
When did Third Strike come out, like, 99 or
something? Something like that. It was a long time ago.
But, yeah, I'm really liking it. It feels so much more fresh than Street Fighter 4, but I'm still going to... I think I can, honestly, if the community keeps up with Street Fighter 3, I could probably juggle both of them, because they're different, yet still kind of the same. They're still kind of similar. Like, I think you can go from 4 and play 3 to 4, but I think people... Actually, Ace is a good friend of ours, well, part of Interactive Distractions. He does not like 3. And I kind of made a comment, I can't remember what show it was, or it might have just been on the show box, that I think a lot of people who started playing with Street Fighter 4 aren't going to like Third Strike, because it's so much different. It's so much different in the ways that the timing has to be really precise, but it's the same in terms of some kind of... I don't want to say execution, because execution and technique kind of sounds similar, but stuff that works in 4 will work in Third Strike, but Third Strike, it's hand-drawn. There's a lot of animation, but at the same time, it feels like there's less in terms of regards to attacking and canceling stuff, because everything's got to be so tight on your execution. But I'm liking it. Well, you said people, you're hearing like mixed things. I think that's mostly to do with the online.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing a lot about.
Yeah, and this is the thing, is GGPO, and everyone's heard about GGPO for like so long. It's the best online for fighting games, like it's the best net code. And after playing this for like a little bit, I don't know if I agree with that. Because, yes, from what I've gathered on the internet, talking to certain people online, like people who, you know their shit, like Anatech and stuff like that, and Blue Steel, is that GGPO, basically what it is you're playing your own version of the game, and then what the online part does is tries to sync it up with the other person you're playing with. So your inputs on your stick or your control pad hit when they're supposed to hit. Like, they're kind of instant. But the problem is, if there's lag and the sync doesn't match up, it'll drop frames. So say, Chris, say like, okay, you're jumping in towards me and you do a backdash. So what we'll both see on our screen is you'll jump forward and then I'm going to try to attack. I will hit an attack on my, like on our screen. It shows my hand go right through you. And then all of a sudden it's like you kind of teleport a little bit behind. So you backdashed. What was supposed to happen did happen, but it's not exactly what you see right away. It's like the net code is trying to catch up, so it kind of drops frames, kind of rewinds a tad. And it sounds really ridiculous. It doesn't rewind like a crazy amount. It's not like you dragon punch somebody and all of a sudden it's rewind. Whoa, oh, that didn't happen. It's more like you'll put in the dragon punch input, you'll start it, and then all of a sudden you'll be getting like knocked over because someone actually hit you with something. And the biggest problem this has in my eyes is the background kind of stutters while it's scrolling. And it's really kind of
distracting.
Aggravating. It's very distracting, I find, sometimes. Like, it'll be smooth, and all of a sudden, the background will kind of, like, be choppy. But the characters will be moving fine, but the background moves kind of choppy, and it kind of screws with your pacing, and it's just really weird. So, on one side, the inputs seem great, but that kind of throws you off, so you kind of don't put your inputs in when you're supposed to, because you're kind of like, oh, something's screwing up here, when it's really not. And I kind of want to... I don't know what I'd prefer more, this or, like, Street Fighter 4. Like, Street Fighter 4, for the most part... Yeah, if you're a purist, you're going to hate playing online over with a local person like most people do. But it's not that bad. It's still playable. You're just not going to be able to get certain things off. But you don't get that skippiness that I find. It's like if there's lag, it'll pause for like a second, catch up, then it's usually okay. But I don't know. It's, I guess, something to get used to and something new. And I mean, this is the first game outside of Final Fight Double Impact that was released like last year that's used GGPO. On Xbox Live or PSN, so I don't know. I like it. I'm enjoying it quite a bit, actually.
Cool.
I'm kind of wished I kind of got into it back in the day, but yeah. At the same time, I'm glad I didn't, because now knowing how much I put into Street Fighter 4, going back to Street Fighter 3, it's so much easier to pick up on stuff. It's like, yeah, you have to adjust your timing, you have to adjust certain things, but stuff translates from each one, which is kind of cool. But yeah, cool. Here, you can talk about something else before we get into another game. I feel like I've been talking long enough already.
No, go to Deus Ex. Let's talk about that.
All right, another game plan is Deus Ex. And,
this is what I wanted to talk about, man. I want to hear about
this. All right, good. And right off the bat, thanks, Square, for sending us a copy of that shit. But also...
Nice. Thanks for sending us that shit.
I mean that in like the best possible way. This game, man, it's... I think it's like Chris's first-person shooter, you know...
But I hear
like it's a first-person shooter.
I hear it's a very like Splinter Cell-ish and
very, very
and
much so.
Almost actually Metroid-ish.
I don't get the Metroid-ish.
You don't get the Metroid-ish
at all. No, I mean, no, I wouldn't put Metroid in there at all. To be honest, I'd go Metal Gear Solid, Splinter Cell, Fallout.
Ooh, okay.
I'd put it in those kind of things because it's got the gameplay feels like Splinter Cell. Like it feels like a first-person Splinter Cell. The aesthetics. Very Metal Gear. The storyline, kind of Metal Gear. But the way you search stuff and, like, you pick up, like, you can search things, pick up, like, different, like, augments and upgrade weapons like that, kind of Fallout, but it's not open world. Like, okay. The only thing it pulls from Fallout that. Or in Mass Effect. I can throw Mass Effect in there, too, because all the dialogue...
Yeah, there's dialogue trees and stuff, right?
Exactly. Okay. It's very much like Mass Effect. Well, it'll show you... You know how Mass Effect shows you... how you want to reply wasn't to tell you exactly what you're going to say.
Right.
This kind of does both. It tells you that, but if you highlight it, it'll tell you underneath exactly what your character's going to say. So it's kind of like, it kind of clears it up. You're like, I don't really know if this is what I want him to say. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, I kind of want to be like this long. Yeah, this is what I want him to say. But yeah, that's what the game's kind of like. And it plays more of a shooter than, say, something like Fallout. It feels more of a shooter than Fallout does.
Okay.
Or something like...
Well, yeah, Fallout didn't really feel like a shooter to me because I was using VATS most of the time. So.
Yeah, there's nothing like that in this. It's like it's first-person shooter type stuff. It's not the best. It does feel like Metal Gear Solid 4 in first person.
Okay.
Like the way it can show... obviously you played Metal Gear Solid 4.
Who, me? Yeah. No, I didn't play that game 3 times.
You shot in that game, like, in first person, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. That's what it was like. That's what it is like, sorry. But, yeah, I don't know, the game is very, it's very Blade Runner-ish in terms of atmosphere and, like, the way everything's designed.
The environments and stuff are Blade Runner-ish?
Like, oh, yeah, I get a total Blade Runner vibe from it, especially when you get to, like, when the world kind of opens up and in the hub world and, like, you get, like, all the neon signs and stuff when you're walking around and the trains going by in like a tram and the way the cars look, I was like totally like, oh yeah, Harrison Ford walking through this shit. But I don't know, I'm not too far into it. I'm probably about 3 hours.
Okay.
And the storyline seems pretty cool so far. It's nothing crazy original, but it does grab you right away. The game starts off very, very strong. And your character, like, this isn't a spoiler, but I mean, he basically dies in the first like 10 minutes.
Okay.
Or I would say a little more than 10 minutes, but then you basically become like RoboCop. So basically, they take your body and fill you with augments and stuff. And actually, I'm pretty sure they make a reference to RoboCop somewhere.
Do they really?
In the beginning, yeah.
No, that's crazy.
One of the lines that Doctor says, but yeah, it's very. I'm trying to think of where to go at this point. It's only like 3 hours in.
So the gameplay is first person shooter, obviously. What's the You said it's very RPG-ish as well. I mean, what kind of mechanics do they have there?
Well, just RPG, besides all the whole like dialogue trees and stuff like that, you basically can upgrade any of your augments at any time, barring you have enough experience. So you build up a certain amount of experience, and you get these things called, I think they're called Praxy points. It could be Praxy. I think I'm pretty sure it's Praxy. So you get a certain amount of experience, you get a Praxy point. You can use these Praxy points to upgrade let's say an optical augment, so like it's that you see through walls, or your radar becomes better. You can augment stuff like your strength, so you can actually punch through weak walls, go through that way, jump higher, fall so you don't take any damage, that kind of stuff. Weapon upgrades are totally different. You can find weapon upgrades, or you can find them throughout the world or whatnot. You make decisions that apparently don't affect the world. From what I've been reading, like stuff, it's not like crazy affects the world. There are some decisions you can make that affects certain things. Okay, well, let's put it this way. At one of the very first missions you're in, it's kind of like a tutorial mission. You get to a point where there's a guy holding a hostage.
Okay.
And you can be able to talk him down. Not talk him down. He ends up shooting the hostage in the back of the head. This is all stuff you can see on videos and stuff like that, so it's not a spoiling. Or you can shoot him before he shoots her. So
okay.
It's kind of like you have like 3 different options you can do there. So even though that's not a huge, it's not going to bend the story arc at all, or like kind of drive in a different direction. It's something that will be different each time you play. You can try different things and talk. Characters might have different things to say to you. Like you meet the girl's who's a hostage's husband outside right after that.
Right.
So I guess depending on what you do, you have to just tell him like, oh, well, your wife's dead, or, oh, she's alive, she's fine now, whatever.
Yeah, your wife's dead. And then he beats the hell out of you and it's game over. Then he shoots you and takes your augments.
Mm-hmm. So it does have that kind of like, I mean, I didn't play Deus Ex 1. I played the demo for Invisible War, which a lot of people hate that game. I guess if you really... Like, I didn't mind the demo. I remember the only reason I didn't buy it is I remember something else pretty big came out around the same time. It was for the Xbox, and I think... Did it come out on PS2 as well? And PC? I know it definitely came out on PC and Xbox, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I have the first two on Steam, because they had them on sale.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't played either of them.
Yeah, well, one doesn't really hold up so much. I tried to go back to that. Now, when I go back to it, try to check it out, and I was like, I don't know. I don't think I can do this now. But it was, like, the praise for that game is held so high. It's such, like, a huge standard. And Invisible War seemed to piss everyone off. And this game, from the sound of things, people are really enjoying it, and there's a lot of, and it's kind of like a reboot. It is a prequel. It takes place, I think, 25 years before the first game.
Okay.
So it's kind of like when all this whole augment stuff is kind of like, it's very political, and like you got like one side being like, this is, you know, bad for humanity. You're playing God. It's, you shouldn't be doing this. And there's another group of people being like, oh, it's great for people, like, you know, like war amps, stuff like that. Like, give people a chance to still live their life normally and whatever. It's very kind of intriguing the way that. In the character, like, the voice acting isn't the best, but the characters in the game so far are kind of, you like some and you hate some, and there's already one character that's kind of like, he's in your ear all the time, kind of on missions, telling you kind of like what to do, and he's a fucking prick. Like, you hate him, but I know, I can already tell you right now, he's one of those guys where at the end of the game, you're probably gonna be like, this is a, he's a good guy. Like, but yeah. I'm enjoying it so far. Like, it's a game that was like, I mean, and Travis, it sucks that he's not here, because I remember a couple weeks ago, or it might have been like a month ago, he was like, this is going to be like, you know, one of the
big games of this talking year. Game of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
Last week.
Before it even came out, he's like, you know what, this game's going to come out and blindside people. And from the first couple hours, it's got a very good chance to do that. And the game's going to be long. Like, it's apparently, at the least, your first playthrough is like 25 hours to 30 hours.
Oh, wow, okay.
That's without doing side quest stuff. So, yeah. It's really cool. I love the way the game looks. Like, aesthetically, not necessarily aesthetically, but like in terms of how the graphics actually are technically, it's not the best. Like, I mean, some of the characters kind of move stiffly and kind of look like plastic. But the overall look of the game, I find really fast. I love it. I love the way it looks aesthetically. Like, okay. A lot. I think it's one of the best looking games I've played in a while. And, like, again, not because of the fidelity of the graphics, just because of the overall package and how they put together, like, lighting and the color scheme and the way everything's, like, it really looks like, honestly, it looks like kind of like Metal Gear-ish, like, the way it looks, and I really like the way Metal Gear looked. Kind of, like, really smooth textures and, you know.
Cool.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll have to look into it.
Definitely. I think it's something that you'd like, even though it's first person. It's not necessarily a first person shooter, but it's...
Well, I'm definitely not against all first person shooters. I mean, I do love Borderlands after all, so...
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's cool.
Definitely check it out. I can't wait to talk about it, like, next week when I get, like, a little bit more time to play it. But I am thoroughly, thoroughly enjoying it so far, and I'd recommend people to check it out for sure at this point. But, you know, if you run out and buy it and next week I say it's garbage, it's not my fault. But I'm pretty sure I'm going to enjoy it. So far, it's got its hooks on me.
Good deal,
that's
man.
It. That's all I've been playing, man. And Street Fighter 4. AE. Of course.
All right, well, I don't have a whole lot to add. I finished El Shaddai.
Oh, cool. I'm at the very... I played that, too, obviously. Again, that's it. Yeah, I'm at the last chapter.
Yeah, you're on chapter 11. That's the last chapter.
Yes.
And I know that we talked about this via email throughout the week.
We did. I think it's a little bit too long.
Really?
I thought... Well...
See, I didn't get that feeling, but I did... it does really slow down at the end.
I guess
you know,
that
it's like...
It.
I think that's where... It just seems like... A lot of the energy comes out of it. It's like I'm like
well, there's the nothing
last,
new. That's
the last
why.
2D, it's... the last 2D level that you do, the yeah. And that's you know one of the things I really liked about it is like chapter 6 or 7, and then after that it's all 3D levels, and like chapter 10.
No, there's still other ones. Oh yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
And then chapter 10 is all pretty much walking. You know,
but there's some 2D levels in chapter 10. There's two. There's like three. So let's.
Yeah, I don't really
but
care.
But it's not really. You don't really do anything.
That's that. Yeah, and that's why I'm not. Because you're running in a 2D plane, but you're actually
you're
more paying attention
anything.
To what's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not really fighting anything. And then chapter 11 is really short too, and it's pretty much you know chapter 10 or 11 is like boss fight, boss fight, boss fight, boss fight, and that's the end of the game.
Oh, you say? Do you just say chapter 11 is like that? Oh, I'm going to hate this. That's one of my biggest pet peeves.
Well, I will say this. There's a lot more platforming in Chapter 11,
okay.
If I remember right.
But you have to fight every boss over again?
No.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, good. Thank God.
No, you definitely don't have to do that.
I think the game's too long. Because, I mean, Bayonetta's long. That's a long game. And that's one of the games where they actually do bring back a lot of bosses and at the end.
Yeah.
Sorry, pardon me. But I never felt like it... I don't feel El Shaddai brings in any new game mechanics past chapter 6 or 5. There's like nothing new. After the motorcycle part, there's like...
Yeah.
There's really nothing new to do. So I was just like, okay, I'm fighting the same enemies. And you know, you're walking a thin path. Oh, here comes an open circle area. Once I go in here,
I'm going to get attacked.
Like, exactly.
Right.
And it's going to be one big dude, a dude with a fucking arch, and something that's going to shoot at me.
Right.
And I hate those fucking things. But, yeah. Anyway, so you beat the game.
I did beat the game. I still enjoyed the hell out of it, so don't get anything
wrong.
I'm
coming off wrong.
It's still
here.
Fun as hell.
I did not dislike the game.
And it is still one of the most beautiful games I've ever played. You know,
yeah,
in general.
I just wish it would be smoother, that's all. In terms of, like, the edging and stuff on things.
Yeah, I can see that. But, like, I mean, it's like, what was it, Chapter 2, where it's like, has the fireworks going off in the background, and then...
Yes.
And then the big urban city that you go into.
Yes,
which is
cool.
Just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think they did a really good job. And even like, the silhouette stuff that they do closer to the end of the game, I think it's just
really
well stylized and stuff like that. So,
very much.
But, yeah, I highly suggest it if you are interested in playing that type of game right now. I guess that's the way I should put it.
It's an above average character action game.
I agree. It's got some archaic mechanics, but more than anything, for me, it was more of a focus on the platforming. There's a lot of good platforming in the game. There's some bad platforming too, because, you know, 3D platforming doesn't always work very well.
That one level was really cool, where you had to moving all the panels. That was really, I like that level.
Moving all the panels.
You have to step on the panel to actually make them move around.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, they do have some pretty creative stuff in there too, and you know, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean, the game's not without its problems. It could benefit from some modernization, but overall, very good title. I'm excited to review it.
I can see totally it's going to be an acquired taste for some people, or they're just not going to like it right off the bat.
Right.
Because it does really, like, if you first glance at the game, it just looks bland. Depending on the level. I mean, some levels are like, oh my god, this is really cool. But some levels are kind of like,
some levels are just very white.
that is true. But I'm enjoying it. I'll beat it. I'm on the last chapter.
Yeah, you got like a half an hour left.
I'll be done too. I still got to fucking play Trauma too. Shit. I keep forgetting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So besides that, I played some more Refraction, which I talked about a little bit last week. And I played... I broke out... What's that?
Oh, Refraction. Okay,
yeah, Refraction.
I thought you were saying Red Faction, but you're saying it like you're like, I don't know, had like a fucking corn on the cob in your mouth or something.
Refraction. it's the cold. It's killing me right now. But and then I went back to L.A. Noire a little bit.
Yeah, I traded that in. How was that?
I did trade that.
Yeah, that was one of the games I traded in. I was like, because honestly, I was like, I really enjoy the game for us playing, and I'm like, I am never going to get back into this game. I honestly am not going to. It's like, I never went back to GTA 4. Like, the only Rockstar, I know it's not technically Rockstar who developed it. It's Bondi, Team Bondi, and I like what they did, but... Yeah, I was like, yeah, you know what? I know it's going to be, at some point, like $20 down the, you know, like a couple months from now or like 6 months from now. I'll just grab it then and finish it. But.
Yeah, and it's like I've gotten to the point where it's just, it's not, it doesn't feel like fun anymore.
Are you, at what desk are you at?
I'm still at Homicide Desk. I think there's one.
Oh, wow, and you're already having that feeling?
I think I'm one... I'm on the last case of the Homicide Desk.
That's exactly where I stopped.
Oh, really?
Yep. It's where you have to go find all the different locations.
I don't think I haven't started the last case yet.
Oh, okay.
I just finished the case before it,
okay.
Which is the, I forget what the hell it was called, but, had to do with a tire iron and getting beat up in a train yard.
Oh, yes. I do remember that.
I just finished that one last night. And that's the thing. It's like, I just don't feel like, it's
trial and erroring your way through that
game. Yeah, and that's what it feels like. You know, it feels like it's just trial and error through the game. And, you know, there's the action sequences are predictable. And, you know, it's like I was on a foot chase yesterday. And it's like you're running and running and running and running. And all of a sudden you see him like duck behind a wall. And it's like, I know that he's just going to knock me out as soon as I get there. But you can't really stop. So... You know, then you have to get into the fight, and it's just, it's very predictable, and I don't know. I still think it's a good game. It's just not my type of game. I'm still going to play it because
I'm in the same boat. I think it's actually really, really great game. It's just.
I think the way the story is going is very interesting, so I want to finish it. But I'm at the part, I'm at the part. I'm at the point now where it's like I don't want to drive anymore. I just let him drive all the time, and I go and it's like I don't even.
You don't want to play the game anymore. You just want to watch it play out and see what happens.
Exactly. As sad as that sounds, I mean that's the point where I'm at right now. So
I have two things that drive my gameplay to the end. It's either great storyline with decent gameplay or fucking amazing gameplay with crappy storyline. This has. A pretty, like, an awesome storyline. I want to see what happens, but the gameplay just isn't quite at that level where the storyline's
it's not quite
for
compelling
me to drive
enough
me through it. Exactly.
Yeah.
I almost want to just YouTube everything.
Yeah, and it's like right. I mean, it's like when I first started playing this game, I was like, this game's really cool. This is definitely going to be on my game of the year list.
Oh my god, everyone from Mad Men's in this game. This is amazing. That dude's from Heroes. Yeah. I liked you. You're the fat guy.
You're the fat guy. but now it's like, I don't know if it's there or not. You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, I don't know. I guess we'll find out in a couple months. But
if you don't talk about it next week, it's over.
That's right.
Your love affair with L.A. Noire is over.
But that's it for me this week. Let's switch over to some news. Some shit.
I think we should talk about some news.
Some shit went down this week.
No fucking way.
Where should we start?
Let me start with mine, because if we don't start with mine, I'm gonna forget about it. We're never gonna get to it.
Okay, go ahead.
So Insomniac, they start with Spyro.
Hey, they made that shooter game.
Resistance.
Yes.
Resistance 3 is coming out actually in a couple weeks from now.
It's next month, right?
Resistance 3, yeah. It's looking pretty hot. Looking pretty hot. I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to redeem themselves from Resistance 2, which I was so disappointed in, and many others were as well. In a recent game interview, they were asked, would Resistance be considered your flagship franchise? And this is an interview with... where's his name? Great radio. Listen if you want to. Marcus Smith. There we go. No, wait, hold on. Yes, Marcus Smith. He's the Resistance 3's creative director. He basically said, well, we don't really like to be known as having like a flagship franchise. Like they started with Spyro. Eventually they moved on. Ratchet & Clank, which they still, to this day, still make the Ratchet & Clank games.
Oh, yeah, there's a new one coming out next year.
Yeah, they said, well, right now with Resistance 3, they've done 3 titles, and he said that right now they have no plans on making Resistance 4.
If I was going to say there was a flagship title for Insomniac, it would be
Ratchet and Clank. I'd say that for sure.
Because they have had, how many Ratchet and Clank games have there been? There was like 3 or 4 on PS2. Like and there was 2, and there's 2 plus a downloadable on PS3. So there's PSP too.
I don't think Insomniac did the PSP.
No, I don't think they did either. But I think they had a voice in it.
Yes, yes, definitely. They're not saying the Resistance franchise is dead. They're saying that they might be done with it. So they might be passing the torch off to somebody else, like they did with Spyro.
And Sony owns that property, I believe. So
they do. They do own Resistance.
Probably pass it off to Sony.
Pretty much anybody. Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of news. I mean, I'm just hoping Resistance 3 is good.
I think it will be. I think a lot of people are saying that it's going to be.
The videos look very promising, for sure.
Cool.
Whipping Wheels back.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. Stop trying to be like Halo.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so more shit about the 3DS. How about that?
Oh, games coming out?
No. How about some more changes? Apparently,
what? Whoa! I bought this back in like March.
I know. This is just a rumor now.
Changing.
But
okay.
Apparently, the 3DS is about to get a major overhaul, like a new SKU that is going to include a second circle pad.
Are they taking out Wi-Fi and going to charge it like $9.99?
No, but they're going to put a second analog stick. Apparently,
what?
Apparently, that's what the rumor says, and then that there's actually going to be like a peripheral that you can have attached to the 3DS, like the regular one that's out now, that will allow you to use that second circle pad. So
like 2 analog sticks, basically.
Yeah, I can't see this happening.
Okay,
personally.
I was kind of pissed at the price drop, but I was like, you know what? Here's 20 free games. That's a good way to fluff my nuts after you just, tell me you're going to go fuck off or something.
After you say, here, we just fucked you out of $80.
Exactly. That's cool. But to redesign something, put another analog pad on it, and do whatever, and then that I'll be pissed, because I bought this day one. This should have been there in day one. Now I'm a 3DS ambassador. Whipty fucking dude.
I know,
who
right?
am I going to show that to? People on my friends list? Oh, wait. No, because no one ever fucking can see anyone on their fucking friends list. But yeah, no, I hope this. I honestly hope this is rumor and not true, because this will actually. I don't. The sad part is, I don't think this is too far enough from the launch to screw Nintendo overall with 3DS sales. And that's what really pisses me off.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. It's like they could probably do this and get away with it.
Exactly.
And that's what really pisses me off, is that they could actually get away with it. And not only that, but they're also saying that they're gonna actually tone down the emphasis on 3D. I'm like,
yeah,
it's in the fucking name.
It's 3DS. No, somebody. Oh, who was it? I'm so sorry. I don't even know if the person I saw this actually listens. If it was on Twitter or whatever, they said, "What are they going to rename it? The 3DS only sometimes, but not really." I know, it was pretty funny.
It's the sometimes 3DS, but mostly 2.
Yeah,
it's something like that. Yeah, I think this would be a bad idea. This would be a bad idea. You made a mistake, suck it up, let people make games. The PSP lasted how many years with just one stick? You can do it too. Just deal with it.
Yeah. People bitched about it for 5 years. That's fine. That's, besides
point. That's right. That's right. you have anything else before I go to the next one?
No, I mean, did we talk about we talked about the Wii Slim. We talked about the new PSP, $99. No, I think I'm good. Oh, there's one more thing, actually. You have it on... you have it. Let me hear it. Let me hear it. It's going to get me all...
It might be the next one. I'm saving the one that I think we're going to rant about the most for last.
No, you say rant, so it can't be the one I'm thinking of.
Xbox Live apparently will not publish games that were on PSN first.
Okay, this is what I'm talking about either. Okay.
This is retarded. It's like, why would you not do this? Could you imagine if I doubt that this happened, because I'm pretty sure that it's exclusive to, well, no, because they make games for Nintendo. Could you imagine if they came to and said, hey, we want to put the Pixel Junk games on Xbox Live, and they said no?
Yeah, that'd be pretty dumb.
That's retarded.
But in the same way, though, I'll say this. It's kind of like double-edged sword, because right now, Microsoft does not have exclusive to save their lives. Well, okay, to save their lives, that's a bit of an overstatement. They have Gears, they have Halo, whatever. But other than that, their exclusives are really slim pickings. Like, Sony blows them away in terms of exclusives.
Absolutely.
Bar none.
Absolutely.
The fact that they're doing something like this to get developers to make them have at least timed exclusives, I think is good on them. At least they're still trying. But at the same time, that is dumb. Like, I know... If the Pixel Junk guys would be like, hey, we're going to put Pixel Junk games in your Xbox Live, and they said no, that is dumb. That is stupid.
Agreed. Like, and this is definitely not something that Sony's doing, because Sony is, Castle Crashers came to PSN like a year after it went to Xbox Live. Castlevania Harmony of Despair is coming out, apparently.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah, that's all time exclusive and stuff. But I will say Sony also has another caveat in their contract, too, is any game at all that's a timed exclusive on Xbox Live retail, if it comes to PS3, has to have some additional content, or else it can't go there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why Bioshock, they put in the trial modes, that's why Full Auto was called Full Auto 2, even though it really was just Full Auto.
Just Full Auto.
I mean, Rutson worked on that game, and he had some of that stuff. It's like, they both have their thing, they need to do something to get people to basically commit to their console first over the other people.
And that's the thing, though. It's like, Xbox doesn't have any... Like, Microsoft doesn't have any problem if it comes out simultaneously.
No, obviously not. Well, I guess first is like... I mean, Street Fighter came out on Tuesday on PSN, came out on Xbox on Wednesday. Guess which one I got? Hey, Tuesday, what the fuck? Came out a day earlier because I'm an impatient motherfucker. And also because I thought I was going to get a discount, which I never did.
Ah, boo.
Bastards.
Bastards.
I mean, it's all shit in the war room, really. It's that is dumb, though. I mean, if anything, they should do the Sony approach and be like, okay, well, all right, you got this shit coming out on this console first, time exclusive. It comes over, at least after 6 months, bring it over here, call it something else, throw in an extra level, do something.
Yeah.
Whatever. Stop being a douche about it.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I think just put the game on the system and who cares? You're going to make money.
Yeah,
off
you're
going
to make money off it, no matter what.
So, it's like, I don't think there should be any caveat to it.
Yeah, but I don't think it costs Microsoft any money to put something on Xbox Live.
Yeah,
I mean, they make enough money, enough as it is, and then they get a cut of whatever those sales make of whatever developer or publisher puts a game on there.
Right.
So, what's the big deal? Unless they're looking at it more of like an incentive for them to put it on there first, which I'm just saying, Microsoft, like, I mean, hey, your console's awesome. This Summer of Arcade, although critically kind of acclaimed, well, next to Fruit Ninja, I thought was pretty weak. Why the hell wasn't Street Fighter Third Strike in there? Just saying.
It probably should have been, but it's probably a situation where Capcom and Sony talked beforehand and made sure that it came out simultaneously.
No, I'm talking about that because it's part of PSN's play.
Right, but again, it wasn't exclusive to PSN for any amount
that,
of time.
Well, yeah, that's true. That is very true. It was exclusive for a day, Chris.
A whole day.
Not even 24 hours, because PSN updates at, like, what, like 5 o'clock?
Yeah, it's probably like 3 hours.
Oh, shit. Fuck, that pisses me off. Oh, anyway, people screwing people over. I don't want to hear any more of it. What do you got next on this?
Hey, GameStop screwed people over.
Oh, my God. Are you fucking serious? You know what? I think I know why Travis isn't here tonight. I think he's going through every copy of DSX right now, isn't he?
He's going through all the copies of DSX and removing the on-live codes that Square decided to include. No, you know what happened is that someone came in and bought DSX for PC at his GameStop. And when they got home and saw that they had removed it, they got pissed, went back, and poisoned him. And that's why he was vomiting.
That's probably exactly what happened.
This goes down in history as a big dick move. So Square decides to promote OnLive in such a way that if you buy the PC version, you get a free copy for OnLive. Yes. Which is really cool. I mean, I still would love That's to try out OnLive.
Actually, yeah, Sasbar from like a Retroize, he's using OnLive. He hasn't ever bought anything from it yet, but he's actually really happy with the service so far that he's like done the trial stuff.
Yeah, really, and I've heard that it's pretty good. You know,
for a game that isn't Twitch based, I'm sure it'd be great.
Yeah, no kidding. And apparently, GameStop has opened all of the copies and removed this code.
Well, have you got the update since then?
Yeah, the update is that they pulled all of the games off the shelves now.
And did you hear Square's not rebuttal, but what their comment is towards that?
No, I didn't. What happened?
They're actually recommending people go and download a digital copy from GameStop.com from their digital download thing or whatever.
Why? Does that have the code with it?
No, it doesn't, but they're just – instead of being like, GameStop, you're dicks, don't do this. This just shows you why GameStop gets away with what they do. It's because – publishers cannot really afford to not have their games in retail stores, especially one as big as GameStop. They basically said, well, if you want one without the code, you can still download it from GameStop, whatever. And I didn't even know GameStop.com's downloadable stuff was even up and running. I didn't know that. I thought it was like a work in progress. I had no idea it existed already.
Dude, if I was Square, I would say, fuck GameStop, go and download it on Steam.
But that's true. But I will say this. Devil's advocate here, guys. My first reaction was, this is bullshit. But business-wise, I can see where GameStop's coming from. GameStop's coming from. Because that literally would be them giving a free copy to GameStop's competitors. Because if they're going to try to do, like, digital download, and they're saying, you can get this, like, through a technically digital download, like, client that is a competitor of ours to make people not want to buy stuff from here or our website... Here you go.
But it's not GameStop's decision. This is something that Square Enix decided to do. We are doing this for our customers. And true. GameStop basically turned around and said, no, you're not.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I totally understand that. But I can see where GameStop is being like, well, it'd be like, you know, you walk into friggin', I don't know, Burger King and order a Whopper, and then, no, that's not going to make sense.
I'm wondering where you're going with that analogy, buddy.
No, but it's well, I'm trying to think of something like retail wise. It'd be like some store has their own brand, but they're selling another brand. You go in there, buy that other brand. There's like 50%. Fuck it. Anyway, douchebag move.
Dick move. No matter how you spin
total
it.
Total dick move.
It's a dick move.
I'm trying to make conversation. Yeah, dick move. Dick move.
Way to go, Travis.
It's all his fault. He made that call. He sold his first DSX copy like 2 days ago and was like, oh my God, there's an online code in here. Online code.
Let's take that shit out. We're going to lose money on this.
Just kidding. Travis, who may or may not work at GameStop, I'm pretty sure he doesn't. This wouldn't be the same Travis Baum that works for GameStop and Podcast Interactive Track.
See, he likes to cut shit out when it comes to GameStop, but I get to edit this week. So we're going to keep that shit in. All right, so last thing I have to say is, you know, Jeff, we love our Star Wars, man.
Right? Oh, dude, well, I like Star Wars, like, you know, 4 to 6.
4 to 6, all right.
Love it. But, you know, Star Wars.
In general, love the Star Wars.
It makes me kind of get a semi, not a total boner, and then wait for the sentence to play out.
Well, I hate to say this, but the Kinect Star Wars game has been delayed until 2012. I know you're brokenhearted. I know it hurts.
I don't know what to say.
And I know that you were itching to get that Kinect so you could play this game. But it's been...
Hold on a second, Chris.
Okay.
I need to...
Moment of silence.
Hold on a second. Who gives a shit? I'm sorry. I said have a moment there. Kind of blown away.
Oh, that was awesome. I don't think I could have done that any better. That was perfect. Oh, my God. Maybe they delayed it until 2012 so that they could make it not shit.
Maybe they canceled it.
God, we could be so lucky.
Maybe they canceled the Kinect.
Maybe they canceled the Kinect. I do want that console, though, dude.
I really want that
sexy-ass console.
That gets delayed a little bit, but... Meh.
Cool. Hey, let's take a break.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, we're going to come back and we'll do new releases, we'll do Indus Questions, listener email, and then we'll talk about the contest again before we wrap up and get out of here. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
I don't understand. What do you want? You're just a machine.
And welcome back.
You're welcome back.
Thank you, Jeff.
I stole that.
And I know you're talking directly to me right now because it's just you and me.
Exactly.
All right. So as we said earlier, we're going to skip the feature this week because we were supposed to be doing contest entries for the August contest. And it's just Jeff and I, and we want to have at least three people. So we will be doing those next week. So you have another week to get your entries in. Mm-hmm. So we're going to move right to new releases. And I do not have a voicemail from Repeat. That's
okay.
I don't know. He must be really busy lately.
He's probably hanging out with a girlfriend, doing his thing.
Could be. All right, so for PS3, we are getting Madden NFL 12, Body Count, and we are also getting The Baconing, which is the sequel to Death Bank.
Yes.
Also on the list, I see Air Conflict's Secret Wars. Not sure if that is accurate or not, but it's on this list. So, and Ugly Americans, which is a Comedy Central show. It's like I assume that it's based off of that. So, that is for PS3. 360's also getting Madden and Body Count. Mm-hmm. Actually, they're getting pretty much everything that I just said.
Okay.
Nothing different.
What's PSN getting?
What's that?
What's PSN getting next week?
PSN was getting The Baconing. That's what I said.
Oh, that's what... Okay, that's what Baconing. Okay.
The Wii is also getting Madden 12, Aladdin Magic Eraser, and Sing 4, the Hits Edition.
Did you say Aladdin the Magic Eraser? Or
Racer.
Aladdin Magic Racer?
Magic Racer. I assume that you race on magic carpets. That's about as far as I go with it.
Awesome.
So, let's see. There's a 3DS game coming out next week.
Yeah, right.
No, there is. Angler's Club Ultimate Bass Fishing 3D. You know you want that shit, dude. Come on now.
Not for real, I know.
And then PSP is also getting Madden NFL 12. So, that is your new release list. Pick of the week.
Street Fighter 3 Third Strike Online Edition. Or Deus Ex.
I'm going to go with Baconing because I actually...
If I have to go to a new game, Baconing for sure.
Yeah, because Death Bank was pretty fun. I thought it was pretty good.
Yes, they are. Death Banks, they're good games. They're funny. I mean, you know, they're good times.
I don't know much about Body Count, but I think it's
going to... mixed stuff about that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a generic first-person shooter, so, you know, take it for what
you think. Every first-person shooter is generic.
That is true. That is true.
What
except
if it was based
for,
the White
except for Borderlands.
Universe.
Borderlands is not generic.
That is true. I'll give you that.
All right, let's do Indus questions. Let's hear from you first.
Oh shit, we're going to Indus questions. Let's do it. We got quite a few actually, guys. Kudos, you guys did an amazing job. First up, the Dark Bauer, also known as Jack Bauer, contributed to Bauer Raid. Let's get him to Indus Fest. He needs to be
That's
there.
That's right. He needs to be here.
Buy a t-shirt or a hoodie
or a hoodie.
Or underwear.
Those hoodies are awesome, dude.
They are awesome. He says, "Do you think Christopher Nolan can top The Dark Knight with The Dark Knight Rises?"
Ooh. It's going to be hard, but I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no, only because I do think that the reason this movie got a lot of the attention it did was because, what's his name? Died. Oh my God.
Come on, oh, Heath Ledger?
Heath Ledger, yeah. And he did do a really great job, and I think the movie's fantastic, but I think it was kind of like a perfect storm of shit that happened to get the media up there and get people's attention that I don't know, it looks like they're throwing too much stuff into it, to be honest. And I just think they're putting too
I've actually
characters.
Been trying to avoid a lot of the information about it. So all I know is that Anne Hathaway is Catwoman, and you know, she's pretty
hot.
She
doesn't look like Catwoman. Well, the one picture we've seen, her on a fucking bike with these crazy glasses on or something.
It's okay. She's hot. I'm good.
I know. But there's... I'm going to say no, because I think they're trying to throw too much at it in the kitchen sink kind of thing. But I hope it does well. I mean, Christopher Nolan's a great director so far. I mean, he's relatively new, but I hope so. I'm just going to say probably not. The Dark Knight was a great film. And
yeah. The Dark Knight was a great
film. And did really, really well. I think it's going to do well. I just don't know if it'll be as critically acclaimed.
I just don't want it to be. I just don't want it to be the part three. You know, the
like
have part three syndrome like Spider-Man did and like X-Men did and
exactly. Yeah.
That's that does kind of worry me.
Cool. Well, you know what? What? Type, or as a follow-up.
Oh, okay.
Why does Chris never, ever change his avatar on Retroids or Twitter? I want to know that, too.
Because I don't think it's a big deal. If it means that much to you guys, I will change them. I don't think
yeah,
it's...
Yeah, change it. Let me pick your avatar for you.
Yeah, but, okay.
You need to put the one on that Jack Bauer did for that episode or that issue of Podcasting Weekly.
Which one?
Mobility for the elderly.
I could put the actual picture that comes from.
Cool.
Because I was actually wearing my friend Serena's sunglasses, and it was at the Dunwoody Beer Festival, so I was pretty drunk at the time.
Drunk pictures are awesome.
They are.
Facebook. And we also have another follow-up. What's your favorite internet meme? It's kind of staying on topic a little bit.
God. It's got to be the Captain Picard facepalm.
I like that one, too. That one is a good one. I like that.
I think I use that one the most.
I like that one. I like the one where the cat turns the screen and that kind of zooms in. It's kind of like that, what kind of look on its face. I like that one, too. That one, no matter where I see that, it makes me laugh every fucking time. And I really can't think
I'm trying to think of other ones.
I love these questions, but sometimes it's like, you really got to look at them ahead of time to think, but that was the first one that came to my head.
Yeah, and there's a lot of memes out there that
oh my God.
Yeah, there's just so many.
Yeah. For real.
We'll probably think of some while we're going through this one.
Mobility for the elderly, a meme. We gotta make that happen. Jake T92 says, I'm bored, so is it cool to put pics in every email I send you? Oh, which, by the way, I had a couple people mention you did not put his artwork in the show notes.
With you with the mask on.
Yeah, one of my buddies emailed me, and someone on Twitter also mentioned it, and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Then they reminded me, like, oh, yeah, that's right, I never saw that.
Okay, yeah, I'll have to do that.
He also made a new Indus Questions Twitter pic, which I'm not going to describe it. This we definitely we'll put it in show notes. I don't know if it'll be good for a Twitter. It's actually kind of funny, but it's yeah. I'll send it to you right now over Skype while we're doing this.
Okay.
And then as I go on with Indus Questions.
That sounds good.
This is what he made for our official Indus Questions Twitter pick. Let's see.
I think we could do that. I think we could do that.
I got to get everyone's approval first before I throw that up there.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Kenzaz, 1073. He says, what are you guys' favorite gaming podcasts to listen to?
I think my favorites are, like, outside of the Retroids Network, probably Giant Bomb.
Yeah, Giant Bomb's my number one by far, by very far. Them were Weekend Confirmed, or what I listen to. And some of the IGN podcasts are really good as well. If we're going to, if you want gaming, if you're new to the Retroids, I would definitely check out Welcome to the Goo, for sure. Not just because, like, Scott and Adam are, like, good friends of ours, so they actually do a pretty good job. And, I mean, Game Crash is up there, too. And, if we just do it outside of Retroids, because, I mean, if people are looking for independent stuff, Retroids is the place to go as far as, like, in my opinion, anyway.
Yeah, there's a ton of good stuff on Retroids.
For strictly gaming stuff, definitely. And, of course, you know, we'd have to throw out EDP, but that's not exactly game-related, per se. But definitely give those a shot if you're looking for something new to listen to. But in terms of outside of Retroids, Giant Bomb, Weekend Confirmed, and Game Scoop are like the main three I listen to every week, no matter what. Plankfan writes in and says, what once great game franchises turned into shit when they were handed off to a new developer publisher. This is actually related to our news story, because he actually, as an example, says Spyro, etc.
Yeah, that is true. I don't know. Can I say one that might end up that way? Actually, there's two that might, and one wasn't handed over to another developer. It's just that half the team left. Okay. Ninja Gaiden 3.
Oh God, I think that might be right up there as a very good potential to fall from grace, so to speak. I think.
Yeah, and the other one, even though I know it won't fall from grace, the other one that actually worries me a little bit is Halo 4.
Yeah, that's gonna be. I think that's the one everyone's really kind of waiting for, is because although a lot of people from Bungie did stay with 343, it's still pretty much a new development team. And you can't really count Halo Anniversary because that's not even being developed by 343. So it's being developed by the guys who did Time Shift. So.
Oh.
But yeah, we'll have to wait on that one. I'd say, like, I don't know, Sonic Team? Sonic the Hedgehog, I guess? Because I don't even think Sonic Team even it exists anymore, for all as I know.
They do.
At least not as what they did.
Yeah, they're probably, the team is probably not made up of the same people, but Sonic Team does still exist.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's probably not even close to the same people.
Nah.
Some fucking terrible, I'd say, well, you already said Ninja Gaiden. Fuck. I don't really know. I'm looking, you know what? No, that's like the same developers, I don't even know. Oh, man.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else right now.
Yeah, there's definitely been some for sure. Like, oh, dude, Bionic Commando, maybe?
Oh, wow, Bionic Commando Rearmed?
Like, Rearmed is great.
And then Rearmed 2 was not so great.
Exactly.
And then the second, the 3D version of Bionic Commando was average at best.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's one. Just hand it over. Asian comes and says, Quickfire, Sci-Fi Edition. Phaser or lightsaber?
Ooh!
I'm going lightsaber hands fucking down. If you say phaser, dude.
No, I have to go with lightsaber.
Dude, of course.
I have to go with lightsaber.
Cylon or Terminator?
Oh, fuck me. Cylon.
Oh, Terminator. For sure. Oh, you're so wrong, Chris.
Oh, no. The Cylons take many different forms, and one of them is a ship. That is pretty bad.
It's the fucking Terminator.
I don't care.
Get to the chopper. Wrong movie.
Wrong movie. Right actor, wrong movie.
Summer Glau from the Terminator series on TV, or Jessica Alba, Dark Angel.
Oh, you know what? I'm probably going to be on my own on this one, but Summer Glau.
I was actually with you.
Really?
Yep. I am not. I think Jessica Alba is really hot and gorgeous, but Summer Glau, I'd probably put her above. Just, I don't know. She looks more unique, if that's really a good way to describe somebody. But
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I'd go. I think I'm not a big Jessica Alba fan, to be honest.
I think Jessica Alba is attractive.
Oh,
but I think Summer Glau is just like, she's badass, and like everything she does, she's just a badass, and I love that. So
that's true.
Yeah, she actually did she guest starred on Alphas this past week. It was a good role for her. Yeah,
good. Good stuff. Plank Fan, again, he says best dirty joke.
I'd have to think. Okay, so off the cuff, what's the difference between pussy and a bowling ball?
What?
You can only fit 3 fingers in a bowling ball. What's the difference between pussy and parsley?
I don't know.
You probably shouldn't eat parsley.
That's actually pretty good. The only one that comes to my mind right now is, being from Canada, everyone's got like their area of their continent which people get made fun of. It's, for us, it's Newfies, people from Newfoundland.
Okay.
So, who invented the pussy?
Who?
A Newfie. Who also put the snack bar so close to the shit house?
A Newfie?
Yeah. Well, no. A Newfie.
Oh, okay.
Person who. Yeah. All the Canadians right now are like palm face. Oh god, Chris, way to go, buddy. I'm saying. Oh, did I not say who invented it?
You said who invented it? Yeah.
Yeah. Then I said a Newfie who also put. Yeah. The snack bar close to the shit house. Snack. Wah, wah, wah. Okay, Kansas 1073 says, what are the actual ages of all the Indus crew? Well, we got super fucking old.
I am 35.
Yes.
Jason is 34.
Yes. I'm 32.
And Travis is 13. No, Travis is, I think he's 28, 29.
Yeah, he's getting to 30, getting there.
Yeah. So I am the oldest by, I think, less than a year.
Yes.
So
I used to be the youngin', not anymore. Kenza Sensei says, where is the string? He said string's place you've had sex. I'm guessing it's strangest. To be honest, I'm not going to mention that in a park. I guess, whatever. But we'll move on from there. Unless you want to answer that, Chris.
Strangest place I've ever had sex?
Yeah, it's strangest. I don't know. The bed? Oh!
How about a bed in my girlfriend's bedroom while her father was downstairs? That was pretty strange.
That is pretty strange. Yeah. I'm not going to divulge the strangest place ever. Or, like, mine's kind of a situation kind of like yours, but... sorry, guys. These kind of stories are honestly safe for Indus Fest, to be honest. I'm like, fuck it! It's not being recorded. I don't care.
After we've had way too many drinks.
Yeah, I'm going to have to remember this story because I definitely have a couple that are pretty strange. He follows up with, if you could spend one day with anyone past or present that you don't personally know, who would it be? Past or present.
Past or present. That is a really good question.
That is a good question.
Do you have anybody?
No. I can't. Like, present's kind of like, I can be like, oh, you know, it'd be cool to hang out with fucking, like, I don't know, Kobe Bryant or fucking...
That's the first thing that came to my mind is, like, sports. It's like fucking John Elway. I'd love to hang out with him for a while.
Yeah, for real. Roethlisberger, because you know he's going to be more drunk than you are when you do that ball.
Just make sure he doesn't fucking hit you.
I actually did have a good answer. I remember someone asked me this when we were camping, like, early this summer, and I had a really good answer, but I can't remember who the fuck I picked, because I was, like, fucking Roethlisberger at the time, and now, yeah. Good question, but...
You know what? I'm going to bring... shit. Fuck it. I can't. I'll bring the tone of the podcast down, and it's not...
Oh, if you do say it, you're gonna.
If I say it, I'll bring the tone of the podcast down. I'll tell you after we're done.
All right, cool. Well, he has one more question. He says, "If you could be anyone else for a day, who would it be?"
Oh God. The dude that gets to fuck Allison Hannigan every day.
I don't know who that is.
Allison Hannigan, Willow from Buffy.
Yo, I know who that is. I don't know who the dude is.
I don't know who the dude is either. Well, I'm not sure. So I'd like to be him
because Justin Timberlake and. Do Allison Hannigan, even if, you know, it doesn't really matter. So, not a big Justin Timberlake fan, although he's talented. Being in his shoes for one day would be pretty crazy, I'm pretty sure. Or fucking, what's his name? Gary Busey. Just to see what the fuck goes through his mind. Actually, you know what? I'm going to change my answer. If I can spend one day with anyone past or present, it's going to be Gary Busey. That's who I'm going with, Gary Busey. I think he would entertain you for the entire 24 hours, for sure, no matter what the fuck you're doing. I'm going with that. Gary Busey.
That's
Mike
funny.
Fenton says, discuss the term Indus Head. I don't understand that.
Indus Head?
Indus Head. Indus, I'm not sure if he's playing a play on words like Indus Head or Indus Head.
I don't know what that term refers to.
Sorry, Plank fan. We don't speak...
Plank fan.
Ridiculousness.
We don't speak Plank.
Thank you. Oh, God. Well, JG throws out a thing to you saying, hey, Chris, I hate you. You mentioned Magic the Gathering. Now he's addicted. Love you, really. Winky face with a tongue. Spelled out.
Winky face with a tongue. Did you see my shirt idea? We should just have a shirt that says Winky face. It actually spells it out.
That'd be funny. Jeff by the W. Or Jeff B2W.
By the W.
Or Jeff Better Tomorrow. Or just Better Tomorrow, whichever way you want to go. He says, do you guys have any favorite video game box art?
Yes. And people are going to hate me for saying it, too.
Why?
Because it's always a go-to for me. And this is why it's That's my fine. Favorite game of all time.
Yeah.
Castlevania Symphony of the Night. But the Japanese box art.
Oh, the Japanese version.
Not the American box art, because the American box art is crap.
Yeah.
The Japanese box art is fucking awesome.
I'm usually one for like simple box art. It's funny because actually Jeff's his Twitter avatar right now is actually one of my favorites. Is that was Borderlands. I really like that box art.
Oh yeah.
That was really cool. I really like the Deus Ex box art. The cover that comes over it is like simply black and gold with Adam Jensen standing there with like shattered glass. That's cool. I don't really have a favorite, but in terms of like what kind of box art I like kind of simple stuff, like the Forza 3 box art or like Gran Turismo 5. It's like usually like some kind of font with a little bit of like a faded image or something like that along those lines. I can't really pick out a favorite, to be honest, unless I want to be ironic favorite, which of course would be Strider. It's so ridiculous. It's awesome.
Oh, we could go through lots of those.
He follows up with, if you had a choice between the new Slim Wii, a non-Wi-Fi PSP, or a bag of used needles, which would you pick?
Oh my god. I think I'd pick the PSP.
I'd go with the bag of used needles. It doesn't say you have to stab yourself with them. You're just like, which one would you have the most use for? At least a bag of used needles you can, like, I don't know, give them to junkies or something.
Nice, Jeff. Use them. Nice. That's good. That's real good.
I think that's enough It Is Questions for tonight. There's a couple more on here, but we'll
save for next week.
Next week. Yeah, for sure.
Cool. All right. Well,
actually, no, I'm going to throw one other thing. I'm going to throw one. There's one from Biff Sticks here. He says, what is your favorite thing about the Dark Bower, also known as the Jack Bower, or Jack Bower?
He's creative as fuck. Like, the stuff that he makes, like, for Podcasting Weekly and stuff like that, I think they're awesome. I don't know.
I'd agree.
He's got a good sense of, he seems to have a good sense of humor and, you know.
For sure.
I just hope that if he does come to Indusfest, that he can take all the shots we're going to return to him.
Yep. For sure. Cause it's going to happen.
That's right.
But yeah, no, definitely he's awesome dude. We got to get him there. I know we hate like horn the shit out, but we really want to get him there really, really bad, but he's an awesome dude. But sorry, Jack, we had to save your last 2 minutes questions. We're going to wait for them for next week. Or maybe even wait for them until you will be at IndusFest. Maybe do them then. Those are the Indus questions for the week. If you want to hit us up at Indus questions on Twitter, just hit us up at Indus questions. Pretty simple. Make them quick shot. It can be about anything you want. Ask a question. Tell us, you know, give a fucking 140 character review of a game. It doesn't matter. Send them out there.
That would be impressive. If you guys could do, if you guys can do it 140
character
reviews of games that are actually like somewhat informative, we will read them. No doubt.
Definitely.
All right. I got a couple emails here.
Cool.
Let's start with a big C3.
Hey.
He says, last week I finally got around to picking up the much hyped Mass Effect 2. Where have you been, motherfucker? Seriously. Having never played the original, I was completely unsure as what to expect. Having heard you guys go on and on about it, yeah, you think, I figured it better be good. Holy fucking shit, you were right. In under a week, I have played almost 30 hours, and I am nearing completion of the story mode. Then I get right around to listening to your special episode and playing the insane renegade route. My question tonight for you is, how did you handle the planet mining? Did you mine when you needed it, or build up a huge stockpiles of minerals? I am keeping my resources high, but I never seem to find any element zero.
Element zero is the hardest one to find.
It is the hardest one to find.
I think the ones closest to the sun or any kind of sun in a universe are usually the highest in element zero. Is that correct?
Element zero is actually comes from planets that once had life.
That's what it is.
So if you read the description and you see that it had life at one point, you'll get element
so
zero.
So element zero is actually rotting corpses.
That's right. It's fossil fuels. That's what it is.
There you go. That's a better way of putting it.
Rotting corpses sounds
that's
better,
so
though.
That's a much bit downer.
I have diverted my attention from this for too long. Back to the PlayStation I go. Thanks, guys. Keep up the great work. Craig, a.k.a. Big C3.
Thanks, Craig.
I personally, I kept a stockpile, and I would usually... at first I was checking almost every planet, and if it was anything above moderate, I would mine it.
Check it out, yeah.
But then it started, as I got further in the game, it got to the point where I was much more picky, and I would only mine if it said that it was rich. After I moved it from like rich to moderate, I would just leave. Cause if it's rich, there's probably like a few really, really good sources that you can grab. So that's pretty much what I did, but I always had a stockpile.
Yeah. I didn't do a lot of mining at all, which is probably tells you why I didn't really upgrade the ship as much as I should have and why I lost people that I didn't want to lose in my playthrough. But also like when we played it, I'm pretty sure the PS3 version has obviously been patched with a very fast,
yeah,
probing.
When we played
it,
it was slow as shit.
That thing was slow. Like it took a while to like do one planet, and I was like, "This? Are you serious? They expect me to do this?" Like I'm like, "No." I did it for a bit, but if I were to play through it again, I'd probably play a main mission, and then go and kind of resource for like 10, 15 minutes and then go back and play another mission or something like that.
Yeah, what I would do is I would go into a system and I would check every planet and I would mine the ones that made sense. And then I go to the next place I had to go, like the next system I had to go, and I check every planet. So that's kind of the way I did it. And I ended up with a huge stockpile at the end.
Cool.
All right, one more.
I just want to start off, like, I know the non-network, he actually used to start off his own podcast with Sangrita and Lords of Valhalla and stuff like that. Opposite Sides podcast.
Yeah.
I listened to one of their episodes, I think it was like last week or their newest one. You should give it a listen, definitely. They're new. You can definitely tell they just got to get the chemistry going, but very interesting, and they're all from like overseas across the pond, like every one of them. So I like to play a game called like Who's Talking Anyway? Because, like, I kind of get confused of who's talking at times, but definitely you should check it out.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet. I'm still trying to catch up. I'm pretty far behind on podcasts.
I hear that.
But I do want to check them out. They're on what, like episode 5 or 6?
Like 7 or 7
now?
Like okay. That. Yeah, 7 or 8.
That's cool. Good for them. All right. This one comes from our friend Harlock. And he says, you guys made good points about Sony providing us with servers to play their games online instead of Xbox's peer-to-peer connections. Now, if you'll excuse me, I got to get back to playing some Calling All Cars online matches. Oh, I love that shit. That's awesome. Those who aren't laughing right now, it's because Calling All Cars has been brought down.
Yeah, because I guess it's the problem. If you don't have peer-to-peer, if they drop the servers, it is done.
That's right.
Is that it? That his whole email?
That was his whole email. And that's what made it so perfect. All right, I do have one voicemail. You want to hear that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, guys. It's Nobuchin. How you guys doing? Sorry to see y'all in Atlanta. Sad face. Shit happens.
That's cool, man.
See you for next time. We'll have fun.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. So question that I have for you guys is there anything besides video games that you kind of take seriously? It's like, you know, like, not like I take an argument seriously, Jeff, or anything like that. I mean, like, you know, like something like sports or something like that you get really, really, really into. And like, like if someone just put it in front of you, you had to take it like so seriously, like, lately, I've been playing a lot of Rock Band 3 lately because, you know, I wasn't really exposed to it before. You know, like, actually in the best last year was my first time really, really, really getting exposed to it. I guess it is. And, yeah, I had a good time. And there was, you know, Toys R Us, $30. And, yeah, I got it. And I've been playing that ever since. But, you know, I suck at the instruments. But, like, the vocals, though, I take that very seriously. Knowing songs and just getting it down and like just rocking out hard. You know, I'm not the best singer, but you know, I've had so much fun just doing that. So I'm just wondering, it's like how you guys, what shit do y'all get into, like, seriously? Okay, that's cool. I'll see you guys. It's just no one has said it in like the last couple of days.
In this first. All right, we did answer something similar to this recently. But not
like hobbies, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, so not this exact question, but so the I mean, for me, it's like when I actually have time to train at my dojo, I take that very seriously. And when I was playing softball, I took that very seriously. And you know, believe it or not, I take bowling pretty seriously, probably to a fault when it comes to bowling. So.
Well, that's kind of like anything competitive. Like, yeah,
yeah, and that's what it is. It's all about being competitive.
Like volleyball, anything at the time I take kind of seriously. But the only thing I think of that I take seriously that's not necessarily a hobby that I like follow religiously would be the Toronto Raptors and NBA, basically. That's like every day I'm on looking for something to do with like news, whatever, that I'm like just as much as I would like any kind of video game website or something like that.
Right.
But that's kind of boring. I don't want to talk about that.
Man, I'll tell you what, man. You know, one thing that people take seriously, like, and in our area is fantasy football. My God.
Oh God. Yeah. I see like people gearing up for that shit.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, and they have like draft times and shit like that. It's crazy, man.
I tried
like,
doing fantasy basketball once, and after 1 year, I'm like, never again.
Yeah. It's just, I can't commit that much time to it. You know,
it's like
you got to keep up with all the stats and
who's getting dropped and released and traded.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, everything. It's crazy.
It's so much to keep up with.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's all I got for emails and voicemails.
Cool.
So I think that's a wrap, dude.
I think so.
Question of the week is just a repeat from last week. We're going to do the August contest, so check out Retroids to find out what that is. Basically, chick from a game, send a love letter to a chick from a game. And,
or a guy. It could be just a guy. A love letter to any character in a game. Could be from that from another character to another character. Could be to you to a character. Doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Could be to a fucking animal. We don't judge.
You can send those contest entries to email at interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337.
It's likely, but it is not.
Nice, Jeff. Way to go. Follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. You can check us out individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff.
That is G-E-O-F-F.
Geoff. We also have a Facebook group that is Interactive Distractions Podcast. And come over to Retroids and check out our forums and come chat with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Definitely.
So that is all I have. Jeff, you have anything else before we wrap up and get out of here?
I do not think so.
Then before we go, I will say Indus Fest.
Indus Fest.
That's right. It's coming soon, guys. Get on it. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zune Marketplace, please leave us a review. We would appreciate it. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Later, dude.